Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no, great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Booth. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post.
Turn around. 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to everybody once again from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It is boys Division III regional semifinal action. And in the scoresbroadcast.com webcasting region, we've got two clubs which are here tonight. And we've got both games for you here at 5:30, the tip between Versailles and Purcell Marion. Later on at 8, the tip between the Anarockets against Dayton's Tigers. Versailles Tigers, an upstart club here this year in 2018-19. Tigers have won 14 and lost 10. You heard me right, or I should say 15 and 10 after the victory by Versailles in the district championship. Had 10 setbacks for the Tigers. Remarkable season for head coach Travis Swank and his team. Only one senior last year after all the Orange went through. Versailles a year ago lost out in the district with a powerhouse club. Here they are this season, just one 12th grader, and they are in the regional. Two straight nail-biting victories, a win over Brookville for Versailles, and then a triumph in the last game for the Versailles Tigers, a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. The opponent, Reading. Versailles won that 47-44, jumping out to a 13-0 lead. Don't know that Versailles is capable, Chuck, of a 13-0 start.
It'd be helpful.
Yeah. I don't know if they're capable tonight of a 13-0 start against number 5 ranked Purcell Marion in boys Division 3. But nonetheless, Versailles needs a very good beginning. That's all there is to it. You cannot afford to get behind against Purcell, which is the prohibitive favorite to win this region. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, they are. Versailles is going to have, Michael Stahman's going to have a dynamite game here. He's going to have to handle the ball, not turn it, and he's going to have to get into the lane. But I think at the other side, Toner and Hestand are going to have big games because Purcell Marion's big, and if they're going to allow them to have two and three chances on the offensive boards, it could be a really long night for the Tigers.
And Michael Stahman is third team all Southwest District. Evan Hestand is honorable mention, Southwest District. We might note that first team all Southwest District is Purcell's Alex Dotson. Keep an eye on him. He stands at 6'4" tall. He averages 13 a game. In fact, four Cavaliers average 12.5 points per game or better. Not sure that Versailles wants to go pell-mell at a frenetic pace against Purcell here tonight. Purcell Marion can play a controlled style game. They can push it when they get the break opportunity. Purcell averaged 2 points a game offensively, better than Versailles during the course of the season. Its schedules both very competitive, no doubt about that. When I look at the Tigers' season, what sticks out at me, Chuck, is a big win over Coldwater, a team which is still in,
right,
in boys Division III, playing in the Bowling Green Regional. Versailles won that game by four. We covered Versailles against Rushi. Tigers blew the Raiders out. Versailles played Anna mighty tough for about, 28 minutes?
Well, yeah, Anna got a big lead, and Versailles came all the way back and took the lead. They were down 18 points, came back, took the lead, and then ran out of steam a little bit. But they're capable. They're a very capable basketball team, but there are lots of size and lots of athletes out here on the right side of us, and they're going to have to play their best game of the year.
Marion Local is a team which beat Versailles
by, I think, 9 or 10. That contest was tight for 28 minutes, and Versailles played St. Henry to a three-point game, 65-62 at St. Henry. And we were impressed with St. Henry, which played here last night in beating Springfield Catholic Central to earn the right for the regional championship game against Jackson Center here on Friday in Boys Division 4. So it's been an impressive season for Versailles. Yes, ups and downs for sure. But the Tigers under third-year head coach Travis Swank are playing their best basketball of the entire year.
They are. I mean, they're a well-coached basketball team. They got a lot of confidence. And you're right about the fact that if they can get a good start to this game, their confidence is only going to grow. And they need to make sure that Purcell doesn't feel like this is going to be a walkover.
Right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on board with us here tonight for this game between the Versailles Tigers and the Purcell Marion Cavaliers. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Additionally, thanks to these Rushi sponsors, Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly that you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In addition, thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Fanbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It is out of this world. But Chuck, about 15 minutes ago, I asked the Purcell Marion head coach, Stephen Kerr, if this was his best team of the year. And he said, well, we'll find out here in the here in the next couple games. I had a mighty good club a couple years ago that was disqualified come regional tournament time after playing against Purcell, or I should say after playing against Versailles in the district. There was a transfer technicality of some sort, and the Cavaliers were dropped from the tournament that
year. Yeah. Well, they were, when I was coaching at Piqua, we were Division One, and this was many years ago. It was in the 80s. But we played Purcell Marion down at Hera Arena, and they were Division One back then. So they've lost some students through the years if they're playing Division Three at this point.
I said Steve Kerr. I meant to say Scott Kerr, head coach of Purcell, fifth year as the mentor of the program. In fact, he has been there coaching 14 total years. I recognize the refereeing crew across the way, and it's a good bunch. The faces are familiar. In fact, those are the gentlemen with whom I spoke about 90 minutes ago at courtside down at the far end. We're a couple of minutes away from the opening tip to start the game for Purcell Marion Cavaliers, the home team on the scoreboard, the club that is in the top line of the pairing on the tournament bracket for Sales Tigers, the away club. Quick reflection on last night's Boys Division 4 regional semifinal. Jackson Center winning by a final score of 30-25 over Fort Loramie. Last field goal scored in the game with about 4 minutes left. It was pumped in by T.J. Esser of Jackson Center to give the Tigers the lead by one. They added 4 free throws from Trent Blackfoot. Final difference 5. I guess if you're Fort Loramie, you can hang your heads and say, well, we only got a chance to score 25 points because there weren't that many possessions. But by the same token, you shot 30% and got out-rebounded by 10 on the night.
And they turned Jackson over 9 times in the first half. Didn't turn him over in the second half at all.
Right.
And they had a couple of situations where they had some kids out there that didn't really want to shoot the basketball. Made it easier to play defense on them when you're playing five on three.
Redskins did not get a field goal for the first 11 minutes. Didn't make a point the last 4 minutes of the game. And after winning 3 straight districts, Fort Laramie's now lost 3 straight times in the regional, losing last year in the regional championship to Marion Local.
Right.
Starting lineups up next here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Versailles Tigers getting set to take on the Purcell Marion Cavaliers in a boys Division III regional semifinal. Jackson Center, by virtue of the victory last night, takes on St. Henry at 7 on Friday. We were impressed with the St. Henry Redskins, an array of good shooters on the perimeter, and they dumped Springfield Catholic Central 54-36 after a 22-20 halftime score. All the credit in the world to head coach Scott Elkert and Jackson Center when Trent Flatfoot gets just one basket, Chuck, in the entire game, and the Tigers win. Everybody else made major contributions,
well,
including Aiden Reichert, of course, in the middle.
Yeah, Reichert, it was a game where there's 30 points. He had a really good second half scoring the basketball. Played great defense. T.J. Esser has just gotten better and better and better. And when the other guys are getting guarded like they were getting guarded last night, he stepped up and done a nice job for him.
Yeah, Esser did all the little things that you don't necessarily see when you watch a game. He tipped rebounds to himself. He tipped rebounds to teammates. He made the game-deciding basket, essentially, with about 4 minutes left. He was super in that victory over Fort Laramie last night, and thus the Tigers advance on to meet the St. Henry Redskins in what should be a real war, a possession by possession, on Friday night at 7 right here.
Better make them count on Friday night, that's a fact.
Starting lineups for the Versailles Tigers and Purcell Marion Cavaliers as we take a look at the 5 for the Tigers as they enter the floor. Dakota Nasker, 6'1 junior, 5 points a game. He's joined by Michael Stammen, 5'10" junior, 15 points a game at guard. Ryan Martin, 8.5 a game, 6'2 junior to wing. Austin Toner and Evan Heaston on the inside. Toner, 6'5 junior, 4.5 a game. Heaston, 6'2 senior, 14 a game for the Purcell Marion Cavaliers, who win the tip. It's A.J. Garrett, a 6'5 senior. Alex Dotson, a 6'4 senior. Javante Lyons, a 6'2 senior. Jared Baldock, a 6' junior. And Michael Little, a 6' senior. Garrett and Baldock average 12, Lyons 11, Dotson 10. Here's Baldock on the arc for the Cavaliers in the home white. They've got that maroon red bar across the chest with the gold word Cavaliers reversed out in it. And they've got those bright maroon numerals. Maroon trim down the sides of the shorts. Tigers in the road, black, orange numbers outlined in white. Purcell very cautious here on the opening possession. Foul line back to the basket. It's Lyons. Here's a straightaway three ball. Dotson swish to start the game.
That was a good possession. I mean, they worked it and got a real good look at that three over the top of the key.
50 seconds of passing the basketball by Purcell, and then a long triple pumped home to make it 3-0. Here is Martin with the ball for Versailles in the half court. Hand off to Nasker. Nasker picked up by Baldock 25 feet away. Left corner Heaston. Now to Stauman. Stauman curls to the foul line. Fades from 15. Look at that ball bounce around forever. And it went in.
That's a shooter's touch.
Wow. Favorable hop on the iron for Michael Stauman. He'll take it. Hit the ring about four times. Looked like it was offline when it left his hand. 3-2, Purcell in the lead. Baseline left. Here's Dotson with the ball. Gives it off on the plate to Garrett. Garrett dribbles out high. Hand off to Lyons. Now Baldock between the rings. He gives it up. Baldock gets it back. Deep left corner. Javonte Lyons. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Purcell 3. Versailles 2. Tell you what, Versailles' pace right now might be to the Tigers' advantage.
Well, I think this is exactly what they want to do. They just got to make sure they play defense.
And here's the ball thrown to the high post. It's caught there by Alex Dotson. And then he whisks a pass into the right corner. And it goes right beneath the knees of the intended receiver, Michael Little, and out of bounds. Now Purcell puts on full court pressure. 5 white shirts, 5 black shirts in backcourt. Patiently, it's Stauman against Little. Ball goes up the right side to Martin into the half court. Back to Stauman. Open three-pointer, 25-footer. Bangs off the back iron. Loose ball rebound. Heaston's got it as he outran Baldock for it. And then Jared Baldock of Purcell commits a hooking foul. Out of bounds for Sales. Baseline, left corner of the floor. Common on the Cavaliers. 5:40 to go opening period. 3-2 in favor of Purcell by 1. Tigers an opportunity to take the lead. Ball played into Stauman 25 feet away. Good matchup there. Stauman gives it up, gets it back. Passes low on the right to Ryan Martin. Back to Stauman 25 feet away. Michael, the primary ball handler for the Tigers, as you would expect. He goes to the top of the circle, foul line, and then makes an errant pass on the inside for Heaston. It's broken up and stolen by the Purcell Marion Cavaliers. Quickly down the floor, it is Clark Jefferson, a 6'1 senior, is checked in. He gives it up 25 feet away to Alex Dotson on the weave. Jefferson wants to break down the Tigers' defense, can't do it, then has to backpedal on the arc. Ball given to A.J. Garrett, foul line. Oh, he motors into the lane against Toner. Pushes one up from 8 feet, missed it. Hit the backboard, rim came off. Rebound down to Nasker for Versailles. Backcourt to Stauman. Stauman over the timeline, and he receives a shoulder chuck from Javonte Lyons of Purcell. Foul of the Cavaliers.
One thing I will tell you, I've seen Stauman play a few times. He will back down from anybody. Only a junior, and he's a tough kid.
All of these Tigers are gritty and hard-nosed. They've been through the wars in that Midwest Athletic Conference, playing a stringent schedule. 4:42 left to go first quarter. Ball lobbed into backcourt for the Tigers, who trail 3-2. Here's Martin, 25 feet away. He is picked up by Michael Little. Stauman high left. Gets a screen from Toner. Stauman's got an avenue. Down the lane. Layup rimmed it. Rebound volleyball all around. And it's tracked down by Javonte Lyons of Purcell. Stauman's made the difficult field goal so far in this game. Missed a rather easy one. Purcell ball. Cavaliers lead 3-2 halfway through the first quarter. Deep right corner, A.J. Garrett hits a cutter down the lane, and he fed a teammate, Jefferson, who spun toward the rim, tried to shovel it from his waist. He was hacked on the arm, and he's awarded 2 free throws.
He didn't have a chance to make the shot, but he did a nice job of getting into the teeth of the defense.
Purcell Marion Cavaliers 20-4, Versailles Tigers 14-10, and every time I talk about Versailles being in the regional this year, they remark, they've got 10 losses. But Versailles has grown and steadily gotten better and better, in part as a result of those 10 defeats. 1 free throw by Jefferson, good. Second shot short, rebound down to the Tigers. Stammen, speeds his way to midcourt, goes to Heaston. Heaston barges right down the lane. He's open to the rack, hooked it up. No, we've got an undercut foul against Purcell, and Heaston toes the stripe. He's got two coming. Evan Heaston was pretty bold, mighty brazen, taking that ball in among the taller Cavaliers, but he attracted the two-shot foul.
Well, I think the officials made the right call because he tried to take the charge way under the basket.
Free throw by Heaston, hit the back rim, flew up into the air, came down right through. Second shot, Heaston upcoming, 4-3, Purcell in the lead by one. 3:50 left to go here in the first stanza. Second shot, Evan Heaston. It rattles in and out, no good. Rebound, volleyball around, into the hands of Martin. Little jump shot, six-footer, got it.
Right place, right time.
Yep, he picked up the garbage. Purcell couldn't corral the board. Ryan Martin did for the Tigers, who lead it 5-4. Here's Baldock, left corner, Jefferson for Purcell. 3:30 left, opening quarter. Ball rotated right side. Jefferson, head of the key. Dumps it down into the far left corner of the floor to teammate Zach Hoover. 6 foot sophomore. Oh, what a dish. Fine pass by Hoover. And he hit Wara, who's checked in. Brian Wara, 6'5 senior, off the bench for Purcell. And it's 6'5 in favor of the Cavaliers. Ball looped up ahead. Stammen to Martin, forecourt right for the Tigers. Stammen midcourt, shake and bake to the head of the key. Oh, look at him dance. A.J. Garrett has got a tough assignment trying to keep up with Michael Stammen. Here's Heaston, 25 feet away. Works, foul line. Right corner, Stammen. On the arc to Martin. Here's a 30-footer blocked by Purcell. A run out the other way. Garrett goes down the floor hard, trying to cover him. Martin, who reaches around, fouls him from behind, saving 2 points. And it might be called in the act of shooting, though. It is.
They called it on the floor. I saw him push on the... Yeah, he pointed to the floor.
Oh. As Garrett...
He was lined up to shoot a free throw, but he didn't get that.
Yep, he sure was. Garrett went to the charity stripe, but the ball will be handed in by Purcell from below the basket. Cavaliers lead 6-5. 2:46 left, opening quarter. Head coach Travis Swank. It is... burnt orange shirt, far side of the floor, brown tie with black stripes, marking out signals. Here's a drive to the rim by Wara. He threw it off the backboard too hard, and A.J. Garrett, 6'5 senior, slammed down the rebound. He flushed it. A dunk by Garrett on the offensive putback. 8-5 Purcell, 2:15 left here in the opening quarter. Purcell lost here last year in the regional championship to the eventual state champ Deer Park. Here's Evan Heaston in the right corner for Versailles once again. He drives and has the advantage against a Purcell Marion defender who's not set, and Heaston gets two free ones.
He's doing a nice job of getting to the rim. I'm impressed.
And Versailles' number one objective when the Tigers have the ball in the half court is to try to attack the basket. Foul shot by Heaston. Good.
So far, except for Stammen, they're a little shaky with the basketball. The other guys are a little shaky with the basketball on the perimeter.
Yep, sure are. 8-6 in favor of Purcell. Second free throw here by Heaston on the way. Front rim, and it crawls over. It's in. 8-7, 1 point lead Purcell. 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Forecourt right, Jefferson. Deep in the right corner, Hoover. Hoover out on the arc. Double teamed. We've got Nate Johnson in the game now for the Versailles Tigers. Boy, he played excellent defensive basketball against Ross, the leading scorer for Reading this season. When Johnson came in second half of that game. Oh, here's a little left-hand hook shot by Javonte Lyons in the lane. It's a dandy.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Lyons probably played football.
He sure does. He might play two positions at once.
Yeah, he's a big kid.
Yeah, linebacker and defensive end. He just made a neat hook with the left hand. Purcell's at midcourt. Defensive foul on Purcell. It's 10-7 in favor of the Cavaliers with a minute 31 left to go here in the opening quarter. Set to inbound the basketball right in front of us is Ryan Martin for Versailles. Inbounds to Easton. Easton goes high to catch it near midcourt. Oh, he's undercut badly, and he takes an awful flop to the hardwood. Wow. Nasty spill to the deck for Easton, and
that was 16 fouls now already on Versailles.
Cavaliers have been fouling a lot. Easton and Stammen have been initiating the action. And Versailles now, the last 9.5 minutes, first half is into bonus. Down to 3, 10-7. Ball inbound to Stammen near midcourt. Stammen 25 feet away. He's got Johnson on this side of the hardwood. Gives it up on the play to Martin, right back to Stammen. Stammen's in a headlock with the elbow, right side of the floor. What do we have? Purcell's fans whooping it up. Another foul on Purcell away from the action. Yeah. Away from the ball, Johnson got hit with an elbow in the shoulder. 1-1 for Johnson of Purcell's. The Tigers are in this game in part thanks to free throws so far. Minute 13 to go first quarter. Shot to Johnson, in and out. Oh, look at that Cavalier leap. A.J. Garrett went about what, 4 or 5 feet above the rim, it looked like.
There wasn't any black shirts up there with him.
A minute to go here in the first quarter, 10-7 Purcell. Cavaliers have got the ball down low, feeding for Lyons. He lost it momentarily, and it is dug out of there by Versailles. Nice play by Martin on the steal. Backcourt to Johnson. He roams up the floor, halts his dribble ahead of the key. Goes outside the arc to Stammen. Stammen hustles, foul line, running one-hander in the lane, short. Stammen knew where the board was going. He tried to track it down in the corner, but he was beaten to the ball. Taken away by Wara of Purcell. Wara gives it up, gets it back. Shot fake in the lane, missed the five-footer. Rebound smacked away. Martin's got it for Versailles in backcourt. 22 seconds left, opening period. Up the floor to Johnson. Johnson steady with the ball between the circles, picked up by Hoover. Left hand bounce. Looks for the back cut from Easton. 9, 8, 7. Here's Martin, 25 feet away. 5, 4. Easton, 18 feet, 10 feet, up and under, in the lane. Got it. Beat the buzzer. Evan Easton for Versailles. 10-9 Purcell over the Tigers, who are hanging tough. Down just one after 8 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, we say hi to Judge Gottemiller from Sydney, who just roamed right by us.
He looked like a judge.
Yes. He was up in the stands at the UD Dayton District Tournament for boys, Division 3 and 4. We had a chance to talk with him and Stan Evans from Sydney, who is an assigner of referees during the regular season. And Judge Gottemiller was asked, how often do you listen to scoresbroadcast.com? He said, well, often. I've done it for 8 years. Well, we get a big start for Versailles for the opening of the second quarter. Michael Stammen is let go free at the top of the circle. He made Purcell pay as he swished a leaping three-pointer all net. Good-looking jumper by Stammen. He might have surprised the Cavaliers by shooting it from distance.
He went down hard. He's having a little trouble moving on that foot right now.
He was well out on the floor when he let it fly. He's hobbling a bit. And with that field goal, Versailles went up by 2, 12-10, opening minute here in the second quarter. Here's a jump shot in the lane by Garrett. It is no good for Purcell. Tip is in by Wara. Even up at 12. Stammen with a little limp in his gait as he dribbles up over the timeline. He and Easton have been strong offensive players so far for the Tigers. Here's Dakota Nasker, 25 feet away. He's on the dribble. Picked up by Little on the arc. Now here's Easton. Easton fakes right, goes left. 8 feet out. Hands off left corner to Toner. Here's Ryan Martin. Pulls up at the elbow. Goes cross court to Nasker. 6.5 left, quarter number 2, tied at 12. Nasker backpedals toward midcourt. And head coach Travis Swank gets a full timeout. A big three by Stammen lifted Versailles to a 2-point edge. Opening moment, second quarter. Purcell counted with a deuce on the inside to tie it. That's where we are. 6.5 to go till halftime. 12-12 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
I think the Versailles has the advantage in the student section tonight, about 100 to none.
No doubt. I think that timeout was for the benefit of Michael Stammen of Versailles, and he is on the bench. He's not on the floor after this timeout break. He may be getting
in the locker room.
Yeah, he's getting the ankle wrapped up. He took a mighty challenging spill after draining a long three ball to start the second quarter. Looked like he might have been at the stripe for a four-point play. No foul called, however.
I think it should have been a three-point basket and one and one, because it was definitely way after the shot.
We're tied at 12. We're near the six-minute mark, second quarter. Tigers with a lengthy possession here, buying some time while Stammen is treated in the locker room. Here's Nasker at midcourt on the bounce, picked up by Little. Jefferson comes out to guard Martin, 30 feet away. Ryan Martin split two defenders. Oh, he goes right down the middle of the floor, all the way to the rim. Shot hit the underneath side of the glass, and it caroms away to Purcell. Long throw down the floor to Jefferson. Jefferson bobbles, can't hang on, fumbled it, out of bounds to the Tigers. Well, we're down to 5:45 to go in the second, and the Versailles Tigers are right where they want to be in this game. 12-12 deadlock. Michael Stammen still has not emerged from the locker room. Boy, he took a big splash to the floor after making a long three-point shot to start the second quarter. Looked like he was drilled by a Purcell player. Here is Versailles attacking left corner. It's Easton on the arc to Nasker. Outside the arc to Nate Johnson. Boy, he's a scrappy 5'11 junior. Johnson, as we noted, was the defensive weapon for the Tigers against Redding. Baseline right, Easton wide open. Easton cuts toward the basket, missed a leaner, and he might have bullied his way into a Marion player and charged. He did. Offensive foul, Easton for Versailles.
He went down hard, too. He's got a little limp in his giddy now, too.
Yeah, Evan Easton has plopped to the floor with nasty upsets about three times already this game. A few Tigers have been spilled to the hardwood, trying to play a physical contest against Purcell. And so far it's dead even. The two clubs have split 24 points right down the middle. Here's Baldock, a good three-point shooter on the arc for Purcell. Hands it off left wing to Garrett. Here's a lob down inside, and it's caught near the rim and dunked. Nearly offensive goaltending. Dotson threw it for whom, Chuck?
Garrett got the dunk, and I think the ball was over there. I think the shot was going to go in as a three.
Well, it was for sure going to hit the rim. It was for sure going to hit the rim. It was a pass. The referees let it go. Here's a steal by Purcell at midcourt, and Javonte Lyons avoids a travel and makes a driving left-handed hook shot. Here's Versailles quickly down the floor. Driving to the rim. Broken up by Purcell. Loose ball rebound. Tigers. Good.
Martin.
Ryan Martin got the follow. Persistence by Versailles, which fell behind by four. Quickly, the Tigers cut it to two. 16-14. 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Here's a baseline drive as Javonte Lyons He's the linebacker defensive end on this Purcell team. 6'2 senior, probably what, every bit of 240 or so, Chuck?
He's got to, yeah. I mean, and he, there's not an ounce of fat on that young man. He is solid.
Lions crashed his way to the basket for the left corner, drew the defensive foul while shooting. He's a left-hander, and he nails the free throw. Michael Stahman returns for the Versailles Tigers. And he's got that ankle taped up. 3-point lead, Cavaliers. Just over 4 to play here in the second quarter. Lions, one bounce, foul shot in the air, got it. These Cavaliers are extremely athletic, patient on offense, and they've got sweet shooting strokes, all of them. Highly athletic club. Here's Nate Johnson in the backcourt for Versailles, and he gets bodied around, gives it up the floor to Stahman. 4 minutes even to go here in the second quarter. Stahman on the arc. Oh, he lets go a long 25-footer. Makes it! Goodness gracious. Michael Stahman got a screen from Nate Johnson. Well out on the floor. He shocked everybody here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. And he tossed in a skyscraper, a bomb, a triple. And it's 18-17. 1-point lead for Purcell. Here's a baseline drive by Baldock. He goes all the way to the rack after a foul call. Makes it no goal. Defensive common foul against the Tigers. What a game for Stahman so far. He leaves for a couple minutes, gets an ankle tape job, steps on the floor. 10 seconds later, in goes a three ball.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what he does. The kid's as much fun to watch as anybody in the area.
Yep, 15 points a game, third team, all Southwest District, Division III. Purcell inbounds on the plate of Lions, and Lions puts his head down like a bulldozer. He plows into the paint area and attracts contact, two free throws. And this young man shoots fouls extremely well, 74% on the year. The left-hander aims, swish. Scoreboard registers the point, 19-17 Purcell, 3:28 to go, second quarter. Second shot here for Lions. He's notched three in succession. Up, good, 20-17 Purcell. Can't send the Cavaliers to the stripe. 73% as a club. Superb shooting. This team, twos and threes combined for the year. 52.5% from the floor.
Well, they shoot the ball from about 3 feet out because they work it so well. So that makes you shoot the ball at that percentage.
Yeah, that last dunk, I could have sworn that ball was above.
I think it was.
Above the rim on the left side. Should have been disallowed. Here is Versailles having difficulty in the half court. They find an open player left corner. It is pumped up there by Van Skyock, who's checked in off the bench. He misfires a three. It almost went in. The Tiger goes down below the basket. So does the Cavalier. It's ruled a foul on Purcell. And the Cavalier fans disagree vehemently.
Well, Toner got thrown to the ground. I'm not sure how he got there unless somebody put him there.
Foul committed to Zach Hoover of Purcell. Hoover apparently shoved down Austin Toner, who toes the stripe for the Tigers, who cannot afford to miss many free throws in this game. 1-1 for Toner, too hard. Rebound down to Purcell. 20-17, Cavaliers up three, 2:58 to go here in the second quarter. Midcourt for Purcell, it's Alex Dotson. He veers to the right. Dotson 25 feet away. Dotson, first team all Southwest District, Division III. Low on the left, it's Wara. He throws on the arc to Lyons. He chucks up a 24-footer from nearly out of bounds. Overshot it.
I think they're going to let him take that all night long.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to take that shot.
It barely grazed the ring when out of bounds. Tiger possession. Just over 2.5 to go here in the second quarter. Versailles down three, 20-17. This game was tied as late as 12-12. Purcell is inched ahead by three. Here's Johnson in backcourt. Here's Nasker in backcourt. Tigers have got to hustle. Johnson is stymied. They're in trouble. They're not going to make it. Nope. 10-second violation.
Totally got a break because that pass was going to be dunked at the other end.
Now, Purcell eventually picked it off after the 10-second count. 2:28 to go, second quarter. Purcell 20, Versailles 17. Changes for the Cavaliers.
They got to stay close. They got to keep in touch with this thing. They can't get down 8 or 10 here at the half.
A.J. Garrett comes out. Michael Little comes back in for Purcell. Here's Alex Dotson, 25 feet away. Straight on Baldock, who gave it up. Then it's reversed to Baldock. Look out. Good. A three-pointer. Man, that was way out on the floor. That was
nice form.
Play and play. Baldock reversed it. Then the ball was skipped right back to him. And behind a double screen, he lofted in. He zeroed home on a 24-and-a-half footer to make it a 23-17 game in favor of Purcell. And now Nasker in the half court for Versailles is dribbling, and it's a 5-second call.
That should have been not closely guarding twice in that 5-second call, but he has to see the referee counting, and somebody's got to go help him. They just watched him dribble.
It looked like that 5-second count could have been restarted at least once. Here's a dribble drive of the Cavaliers into the lane. The ball thrown by Lyons to Dotson, slashing toward the basket in a lot of congestion. He tried to hook one up on the giddy-up, and he was fouled. Three more changes for Purcell, which has gone about 10 deep in this game. 1:47 left until halftime. So many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. Vets helping vets. Call Chris North for information on your veterans' benefits. Get connected, 937-498-7282. It was ruled a 1-and-1, not a two-shot foul, and Purcell Marion missed it. Rebound thrown out to Stahman for the Tigers. Stahman down the floor, 25 feet away. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Stahman right corner, all the way to the rack, around two players. Hooked one up while motoring toward the rim. Had no chance whatsoever to make the shot, but he felt pressure, contact, and he's at the stripe with two. That is a heady guard right there. Only a junior, Michael Stahman, for the Tigers.
Yeah.
He's been the bell cow so far in this game.
He's got to be the one that handles the ball, and he's got to be the one that scores. That's tough for a kid.
Free throw by Stahman. He drains it. 23-18 for Selba 5. Cavaliers missed an opportunity with the bonus second to go to go up a 7, then 8. Didn't do it. Misfired on the opening shot of the 1-on-1. Stahman counters with a pair of free throws at the other end. 23-19. Versailles trims it back to 4. A minute 25 to go here in quarter number 2. Ball walked up over the timeline by Dotson of Purcell. Dotson, 6'4 senior, long arms, plays out of the perimeter. Here's a long lob down inside for Wara. That one is way too high. It glanced off the top of the backboard and ricocheted out to a Tiger. It's Stahman in the half court. Left corner, Johnson for a three. Good! Nate Johnson pumps it home. Versailles within one, 23-22. Last 48 seconds, second quarter. Deep right corner, Dotson. Dotson on the bounce. Well, that's what the Tigers need, a lift in scoring from other players.
Somebody, absolutely.
Clock works its way down to 36. Dotson on the arc for Purcell, which has seen its six-point lead get shaved all the way to one. 23-22 Cavaliers. Tigers trying to spring the Division III upset of the year. It would be heard statewide. It would send shockwaves all around Ohio if Versailles could pull it off. 15, 14, 13 seconds to go here in the first half. Purcell up one. Dotson retreats to midcourt. He goes to work on Johnson. Starts a drive into the lane. Running one-hander. Deflected on the play by Toner. And then after the ball was released, after it was shot, the offensive player for Purcell ran over a Tiger.
Offensive. Good defense.
Yep, offensive control foul. Who's the young man for Versailles who drew it, Chuck?
Toner took the charge.
That Toner was absolutely flattened. As a result, the shot from Dotson never came close. 4.8 to go. Versailles inbounding. Ryan Martin backcourt goes to Toner up the right side. Here comes Van Skyhawk. Bounce pass low in the left for Easton. Kicked out of bounds by Purcell as the second quarter closes. Coach Kerr of the Cavaliers is beside himself. He is fit to be tied with the officiating so far in this game. In fact, he meanders his way over to the end of the scorer's table, about ready to say something to the referees. He doesn't take the opportunity to do so, though, and heads to the locker room. Tigers have taken the attack to Purcell. Purcell's very adept at drawing fouls against the Cavaliers in this game so far, and as a result, Versailles is right there, down just one against the number five ranked Division III team in the state, Purcell Marion. 23-22 Cavaliers lead by one here at the halftime break. Thanks so much to new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Dan Eilerman Construction. Thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, it's got a corner on the market because of quality and reliability. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. On the web at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. And thanks to Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Fine food. You'll enjoy the fish at night. Open at 6 in the morning for superb breakfast. And at lunch, choose from an array of wraps and burgers. Maury's Landing. Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report coming up in a moment. Halftime at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Versailles trails Purcell Marion by only one. Tigers have outplayed the Cavaliers so far, 23-22. Tigers trail by just a single point at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back here to the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. I'm Jack with Chuck. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We got a thriller in progress, 23-22. Tigers down one to Purcell Marion. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Versailles coming in with a mark of 15-10. Purcell Marion, Chuck, I think is what, 21-4? Was I mistaken?
I think that's correct, yes.
Yeah, I said 20-4 initially. I was a win off. 21-4 for Purcell Marion, which has got, six more victories than the Versailles Tigers, who suffered 10 losses this year, but against an extremely competitive schedule. A win over Coldwater, which is still in the Division III boys tourney. 3-point loss to St. Henry. Played Ann and Marion Local very close. Beat Rushi, beat Minster, both handily, played Anna tight till about 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles battle-tested, and under head coach Travis Swank in his third year, Tigers have improved steadily all season long and are right in the thick of things here at Kettering against Purcell. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Chuck?
Well, it was looking like it might slide a little bit when Stauman had to go get his ankle tape. But Versailles didn't lose any ground in about the 2 minutes of game time while he was in there getting taped. So the other kids did a good job of handling, because the pressure by the guards of Purcell Marion is outstanding, and they're doing a real nice job of not turning the ball over. They had five turnovers in the first half. Purcell turned it over four times. 7 of 13 from the floor for Versailles, 54%. They were 3 of 6 shooting threes, 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Purcell Marion was 8 of 14 from the floor at 58%. 2 of 3 shooting threes, which is kind of surprising a little bit. 5 of 7 from the free throw line. They have the Tigers have a 9-8 rebounding advantage and a 3-2 rebound advantage on Purcell, which again is a little surprising. Individual scoring for Purcell Marion, they were led by Javonta Lyons with 8. Then they got 4 from Garrett, 4 from Wara. They got 3 from Baldock, 3 from Dotson, and a free throw from Jefferson. They scored 10 and 13 in the first half for 23. On the other side of the ledger here, Stauman had 10. They got 5 from Hestand, 4 from Martin, 3 from Nate Jefferson. They scored 9 and 13. They trail at 23-22 at the half. They got to be pretty happy in the locker room for where things stand right now.
I'll tell you what, Chuck. Michael Stauman, Evan Hestand, they set the pace in terms of grittiness for this Versailles team. Everybody else follows suit.
Yep.
It's an extremely hard-nosed club.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been impressed. The pressure and the referees are, you know, I don't, the fans behind us don't believe this, but the referees are letting them body them when they're defending them on the perimeter. And if that's the case, you know, that means that Versailles is doing a good job of being strong with the basketball.
I tell you what, there have been about 6 or 7 charge block situations, most all of them involving Versailles on defense, and the Tigers have put on a clinic drawing the charge foul
right
in this game so far.
They have done everything they needed to do in the first half to be right in the basketball game.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Versailles down 1 to Purcell Marion. Tigers trying to shock the world and beat the number 5 ranked team in the state of Ohio here tonight. Purcell, the prohibitive favorite to win this region, although the Versailles Tigers and Anna Rockets have something to say about all of that. Wilson Health Sports Medicine has brought you your halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We never could have gotten off the ground without the assistance, the support, the help from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which began years ago in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, having moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. And thanks to the assistance from LaCal Equipment, Jeff Bray and I got ScoresBroadcast.com underway back in 2007. Thank you, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Well, we start action here in the third quarter of this game, and right away, the Purcell Marion Cavaliers run a play and get a 17-foot jump shot from the good shooting guard, Baldock. He missed it. Rebounding foul beneath the rim. Ooh. Against Purcell's not shooting. Thought maybe it would be for Purcell.
Thought it should be.
I thought so, too. I thought he had collected the ball, had gotten a grasp on it, had missed the rebound, but they said, nope, it was on the floor. Nonetheless, Purcell inbounds and gets a fine reverse layup from Javonte Lyons. And now Purcell presses and makes a steal at midcourt. Here's a drive to the rim. Six-footer in, out, no good. Tip is in. Garrett missed the layup. Dotson tapped it back through. And now the Tigers are guilty of an inline violation. And with the score, 27-22, and Purcell having notched four quick points to start the third quarter, the Cavaliers get it back. Inbounded left corner, tipped out by Versailles. Shaky start, second half for the club in black. Versailles visiting team here tonight. Purcell in the home white, maroon red across the chest. Gold Cavalier spelled out in that color strip. Purcell's Tigers away, black orange numbers. Behind the foul line, Purcell shoots a jumper. A.J. Garrett hits it. Oh boy, here come the Cavaliers, six in a row. Purcell gets in too much of a hurry. Stahman goes rip roaring down the right side of the floor and tries to make a 45-foot angle pass for Heaston, and it's caught by a Tiger cheerleader down there out of bounds. Well, Purcell's got its biggest lead, 29-22, and this is a point in the game during which the Tigers must stand tall and not give an inch. Here's a drive by Purcell down the lane. Baldock open, rimmed a six-footer. Good break for the Tigers. That ball was down in, lipped the rim, came out. Here's Stahman up the floor to Toner for Versailles. Tigers yet to score in the first 90 seconds of the third quarter. And Purcell, meanwhile, has reeled off six straight points. Good overplay on the inside by Lyons. He swiped the pass from Ryan Martin. Purcell picking up the pace now. Here's a great drive into the lane. Off balance shot by Dotson. Got it. Tigers may need a timeout. Here's Heaston down the floor for Versailles, which is down nine all of a sudden. It's gotten away from the Tigers, who were within one after 16 minutes. 31-22 Purcell. Purcell's yet to put a point on the board in the first 2 minutes, 10 seconds here of the third quarter. And while Versailles is dribbling the basketball out high, the Tigers called for a moving screen away from the action. When it rains, it pours. Roof falling in on Versailles right now. Purcell ball when we come out, when we come back. Full timeout for the orange and black, which is down nine now, 31-22. 5:50 left in the third on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, here we go. This might be the most critical stretch of the night for Versailles. The next minute or two, now down 9 after coming from 6 down late in the second quarter to trim that deficit to 1 at the halftime break. That Purcell Marion has come out with fire in its eyes in the second half.
Yeah, just very sloppy play to start here for Versailles.
Yeah, uncharacteristic, very uncharacteristically for the Tigers after having seen Versailles perform so well the first two quarters. Here's Javonte Lyon deep in the left corner for Purcell after the timeout. Gives it up on the arc to Baldock. There's a back cut to Dotson. No pass to him. He's not free. Here's a loose pass. It is on the floor. Scramble. Dotson's got it, though, for Purcell. Dotson picked up by Easton 25 feet away. Here's a weave to Jefferson. Baldock, left corner, Garrett. Garrett guarded softly but Toner. Garrett not a threat to shoot from long range. Deep right corner, Baldock on top. Javonte Lyons. He bullies his way into the lane. And that is as clear as night and day, an offensive foul. He just ramrodded down Ryan Martin.
I think his knee was down before he crossed the end line, too.
I tell you, the Cavaliers, no holes barred. When they decide to drive, it's get out of my way.
And especially Lyons, my goodness.
Yeah, he drives to the basket like a tight end or linebacker. That's the way he's built. But Versailles gets the ball back. Tigers have not scored in over 3 minutes here in the second half. Easton baseline drive on the arc to Nasker. Tigers down 9. Versailles must shave this down to 4 or 5 before the third quarter ends. 35 feet away, it's Martin on top to Nasker. Stammen being pursued all over the floor now by 6'4 senior Alex Dotson. Number one team, all Southwest District. Stammen drives him, pulls up, fadeaway 15-footer, too hard. Rebound is reached up and grabbed by Garrett. Wow, he speared that well off the floor. Nice job by Garrett of Purcell. Up the floor to Dotson, top of the circle. Easton guards Dotson at the defensive end. On a weave, it's Baldock, might have walked. Long three-pointer, high in the air, hit the back brace. Rebound way out on the floor to Stammen. Stammen wants to drive. Bounce pass low to the left to Easton. He can't hang on. Good defense, Brian Wara of Purcell.
Yeah, he got a fingertip on it and changed the trajectory, and it went right off of Easton's knee.
4 minutes gone by, third quarter, Tigers scoreless. Versailles without a point here in period number 3. Purcell hasn't scored, Chuck. But what, one basket in the last two and a half minutes.
Yeah.
But they've got a total of, what, 4 field goals in the quarter.
Yeah, it's 8-0 here in the third quarter. So.
Dotson to midcourt for the Cavaliers. Versailles has settled down defensively, not gotten untracked offensively, though. Far right side of the floor, Javonte Lyons rotated out on top to Jefferson. Now here's A.J. Garrett. Loops it corner, Dotson. Dotson retreats back on the arc. Purcell plays very methodically, at times almost lethargic-like. Here's Garrett, skip pass, cross-court Lyons. Here he goes again, powers into the lane, reverse layup, missed it, tap is good. A.J. Garrett, he's 6'5", plays like he's 6'9", good tip in by him. And it's an 11-point ball game. Here's Stammen, midcourt, elbow in the left. Drives, good feet inside to Easton. Now to Toner. Turnaround Jay from 7 feet. Deflected. Here comes Purcell.
Again, he didn't have a great pass. He didn't catch it cleanly, so he got swatted.
10 straight points for the Cavaliers to start the third stanza. What a drive to Dotson on the run. Hooked it, missed it. Rebound. Volleyballed around. Garrett corrals it on the arc to Lyons. reach-in foul, Houston of Versailles. 2:52 to go here in the third. 33-22 Purcell. Cavaliers starting to strut their stuff in the second half. Tigers being held scoreless. 10-0 in favor of the Cavaliers in points in the second half. Toner comes out, may have a speck of blood on the left hand. Nate Johnson back in for the Tigers. And we see Nasker heading to the court. Nasker will replace who? Ryan Martin, maybe? Actually, Nasker checks on the hardwood for Toner.
So Toner had blood on his legs.
Yep. So it's Easton, Martin, Johnson, Nasker, Stammen on the floor for the Tigers, who set up defensively. Purcell throws in top of the circle. Then it goes foul line to Brian Wara. Turns around, almost shoots, doesn't. Flips it back on the arc to Alex Dotson. Purcell can run fast, but they play in the offensive half court extremely methodical. Here's a missed shot in the lane. Oh, the garbage picked up off the deck by Lyons. He scores with the left hand as he's hacked on the arm. Count it, plus one.
Well, the athleticism has really dominated the beginning of this whole third quarter.
36-22 in favor of Purcell by 14 points. They don't miss out on new furniture at Goffney. A new inventory comes into play all the time at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, and take advantage of great savings. It's the Beat the Taxman sale at Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. Free throw was missed. Purcell Marion got the rebound. It was tipped all around. Javonte Lyons eventually got it. He laid it in up over the rim, the teardrop, and the lead has swollen to 15. 14-0 Purcell Marion here in the third quarter. They are now performing, Chuck, like a number five team in the state.
Yeah, the first half, I told you at halftime, they're not unbeatable. Second half, they played much better.
And they seem to be unbeatable right now. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Stammen got the inbounds pass for the Tigers. Left side to Martin. Deep left corner, Nasker. Here's Nate Johnson, 25 feet away. Cavaliers finding Stammen, who steps back, shoots the three, left wing. Good shot by Stammen. Line drive. Wow, like a laser. He poured it in, a triple. The Tigers have gone scoreless for 6:15 here in the third, and it's now 37-25. Purcell's 15-point lead is a dozen. Here's a good pass by Purcell. Oh, what an assist down inside for Brian Wara. He caught it near the rim. Excellent throw on the play by his teammate Jefferson. Good dish. Outstanding pass. Wara got the gimme. Boy, the Cavaliers at times, Chuck, don't seem to be working up much of a sweat.
The only thing they've had trouble doing is guarding Stammen.
Yep. Stammen in backcourt being chased. 39-25 Purcell. Up the floor to Martin, back to Stammen. Stammen stops on a dime. 29-footer. Good! Stammen! Wow! He shot that from out on Schroyer. Here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. What a shot by Stammen. That range he's got for the little man for the Tigers is unbelievable.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. He might as well just do that every time down. That is really the only chance they have.
Well, that's a good point. I would agree. 39-28. You make a couple more of those, you're right back in the heart of this game. 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Purcell up 11. Ball being rotated straight away to Garrett. Now Baldock right in front of head coach Kerr. Whoops, away from the activity. An elbow thrown by a Cavalier against Austin Tona. As I was saying a moment ago, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got extremely high quality furniture priced just right. Goffney, for your dining and living room areas, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for more savings. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan. Go to GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Tigers work the ball around, left side pass to Martin, open three-pointer, no good. Johnson on the rebounding foul for the Tigers, even though he might have gotten the worst of it. 17 seconds left, third quarter, 39-28 Purcell. Tigers really needed a made shot on that possession. How many points for Michael Stauman?
He's got 16. He's got four threes. All four of them. He's probably got eight threes if you give the distance back there.
He's got four threes totaling about 115 feet. He's averaging 15 a game on the year. So he's a point over that already.
Lost a little respect for the one official down here when he let the kid from Purcell get in his face and tell him to call it both ways. I would have teed him up right there.
Yes. Especially right in your face. Yeah, I would have slapped him with a technical for sure. 3 seconds left here in the third quarter. Here's a misfire by Purcell from the foul line. Reverse layup on the rebound by Warren. Short. And the third quarter finishes. 39-28 Purcell. Not unmanageable for the Tigers. But they've got to really get out and go to start the fourth quarter on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between, those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
We start the fourth quarter. Tigers down 11 with the ball. 39-28 Purcell. Here's Michael Stauman. Open look. 28-footer right in front of us. It was online. Missed off the back rim. Long board, though, to Martin. Martin on a journey down the lane. Shovel shot. No. Rebound Toner. Baseline right. He tries to pass to a teammate. Stolen by Dotson. Here comes Purcell. Big high dribble. Dotson. Nobody stops him. Driving left hand layup. Good. 41-28 in favor of Purcell. Here come the Versailles Tigers. Toner on the arc to Johnson. Johnson 25 feet away. Baseline right. Toner. Fadeaway 10-footer. A little heavy on the shot. Rebound Purcell. Minute gone. Fourth quarter. High dribble by Wara. Could have been a violation. No call. Wara clearly walked in the lane. Ooh, Purcell got a timeout after a pumping violation and a clear-cut travel as well. Timeout Purcell. 7:01 to go. Fourth quarter. Tigers down 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, a real crucial stretch of this game for the Versailles Tigers, who cannot see the lead balloon any further. 6:59 to go in the fourth. Purcell Marion leads at 41-28. Tigers on defense. Purcell now very careful with the basketball, milking the clock. Here's Lyons on the arc to Baldock. Swerves left side. Swings it to Dotson, 25 feet away. Dotson on the bounce. Looks for a teammate coming out to catch. It's Wara. Now Baldock. Thought about shooting over Stauman from three-point territory. Didn't. And gave it right back up on the play to Dotson. Dotson with a spin move. Hits Baldock in a back cut. Blocked by Heaston and Toner. One of the two got Baldock, though. Body down low, shoulder to shoulder. A couple of foul shots for Baldock. 6:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Evan Heaston has racked up his fourth and fifth fouls here in the last couple minutes, and he is out of the game. Outstanding career for this young man, the only senior on the entire Tigers roster.
Right.
Out of this game due to fouls. He has been a rock-solid performer all year long. Evan Houston, remarkable athlete, honorable mention, all Southwest District Division III. Houston, very gritty performer, highly skilled, hard-nosed, a talented young man. Oftentimes goes up against athletes in the back, 2-3 inches taller than he, and doesn't give an inch. And played well here today, but he's lost because of fouls. Baldock at the stripe for the Purcell Marion Cavaliers. Knocks down the free throw to make it 42-28, 43-28 in favor of Purcell with 6:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Yep, here come the Tigers in backcourt at Stahmann. Stahmann dribbles up the left side. Looks for a teammate, can't find one. And makes a hard dribble right around to Cavalier. Takes it into the lane. Handoff on the plate to Toner. Ball is clawed to the deck. Jump ensues. Arrow favors Purcell. 6:11 left in the fourth. It is a 15-point contest, 43-28. Tigers mired in a slump offensively. 6 points in 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'm just enjoying the ignorance of the fans behind me from Purcell Marion and what they're yelling at kids from Versailles. I'm enjoying it. Real class act.
You're not facetious.
That was sarcasm.
You're not facetious at all. Here is Javonte Lyons in the left corner for Purcell. Reverses the ball back out on top. Hands it off to Baldock, 25 feet away. Guarded by Martin. Stahmann on Jefferson between the Fairmont logo in the top of the circle. They look for Lyons, back cut, not available. Here's a drive by Baldock. Matt Jefferson darts through the lane. Good defense by Toner, who wrapped him up, almost took the ball away. It goes out of bounds off Toner. Fine D by him for Versailles. 5:42 to go in the game. 43-28 in favor of the Cavaliers.
It's turned into kind of a snoozer here in the second half.
Sure has.
First half was good.
Uh-huh. Here's Lyons. Top of the circle. Goes to Garrett. Garrett to Dotson. Slides down the right side of the lane. He's checked with a hand by defender Johnson of Versailles. It is the seventh on the Tigers. 1-1 for Purcell. At the stripe, Alex Dotson, first team performer, all Southwest District. Cavaliers with a couple more changes. Jeremiah Jackson and Clark Jefferson back on the floor. Jackson, 6'1 sophomore. Jefferson, a 6'1 senior. Free throw by Dotson, way short. Rebound jerked down by Toner. Backcourt to Johnson. Here comes Stahmann for the Tigers on the giddy-up. Right around Dotson. Goes right corner to Martin. He jacks up a three immediately. Overshot it. Weak side rebound, Naster. Pitches it for Johnson. Picked off on the play, though, by Dotson of Versailles, who double dribbles in backcourt. Head coach Kerr of Purcell beside himself. Tell you what, Cavaliers could have been slapped with a couple or three technicals by now. Had this crew not been so lenient, another crew would have hit the Cavaliers with one or two for sure. 15-point game, 5 minutes left, fourth quarter. Division III regional semifinal. Left side of the floor, Stahmann, hand off to Martin. Right back to Stahmann. Martin is wrestled almost to the floor, far left side of the court by a Cavalier. Ball inbounded by the Tigers, left of the rim. 5 minutes to go in the game. Tell you what, Versailles still within striking distance. If Stahmann could warm up in a jiffy, but here's a deflected pass picked off by Jackson for Purcell. He streaks down the floor. Foul committed by Martin of Versailles. 4:59 left here in the fourth.
You could come down. You could give the ball to Lyons, clear out of side, and try to have somebody stop him. You don't have to run anything else for this team.
Right. free throw is good by Jackson of the Cavaliers to make it 44-28. Biggest lead of the night, 16 points for Purcell.
Very impressed with Lyons and Garrett.
Yep, they are really good. Dotson plays maybe a little too much under control at times.
Yeah,
he could wield his effectiveness more often. Both free throws Purcell in, and the lead is swollen to 17. Here's Stauman in backcourt being hampered. Double team up the right side, nearly fouled. Gave it to Johnson, off to Martin. Martin around two players all the way to the rim. No good, but a foul on Purcell with 4:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Couple of foul shots for Martin. He was hacked in the act of shooting. Purcell's Tigers, and when you look at records of teams the Tigers have beaten in the last three games, you'd have to chalk each one of those Tiger wins up as upsets.
Yeah.
Twin Valley South favored, Brookville favored clearly, Reading a favorite in the district championship, and Versailles won all three to vault to 15-10 on the year. One free throw good, one missed. Tigers get a timeout. Down by 16 with 4:47 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Up here we go. The final 4.5 minutes. Purcell gets the ball down the right side of the floor. It goes to Jefferson, deep right corner to Baldock. Baldock is hemmed in, skips it cross court to Little. Little left side of the floor to Jefferson. And Cavaliers just milking the scoreboard clock. Baldock decides to drive. He motors, left side of the lane, overshot it. Nice weak side rebound by Martin of Versailles. Backcourt to Stauman. Stauman on the romp, up the floor. Baldock hovering over him from the back and chopped him on the head. Cavalier bench again unhappy with the call. It was clear cut. 4:13 to go, fourth quarter. Stauman shoots two. 45-29 in favor of Purcell Marion. Michael Stauman has been supercalifragilisticexpialidocious in this game for Versailles.
So he has 17 of their 30. Just didn't get enough help. Not necessarily their fault either. The ball's been in his hands the whole time.
First shot good, Stauman. Second one dead center. 45-30. 4:13 to go, fourth quarter. Tigers trail by 1, 23-22, halftime break. Versailles really took the game to Purcell in the first two quarters. Here's a drive to the basket by Wara. Meets resistance. Missed it, no good. Tough rebound, Tigers. Stauman's got it up the right side of the floor. Purcell simply not quick enough to get in front of Stauman, and Dodson fouled him. Obvious personal foul against the Cavaliers right in front of us. Purcell's up 15 and complaining. I don't get it.
Well, their coach, he used a term I used to try to not use around the kids, but he wanted to know what the heck, I'll say heck, are you guys doing? They're playing too fast. I mean, this is when they should be taking care of the ball,
right.
And they're trying to play too fast.
Yeah, Purcell's normal game is at a moderate pace at the very highest. It's unlike you might think. Purcell is cautious offensively. They can run the floor if they have to. They don't do it very often. And Tigers at the free throw stripe here with 3:58 to go in the fourth quarter. And right back up once more is Stauman. 15-point game. It's not over till it's over. Michael Stauman, as we all know, can get blistering hot. He's had a marvelous game. Evan Heaston, though, is fouled out. He's the other significant offensive weapon for the Tigers, but he's on the bench. Foul shot by Stauman is right there, spot on. 46-32, 14-point game. We've got Hoover coming out, Wara back in for Purcell. Free throw again by Stauman, a couple dribbles on the way, good.
Wara touches the ball here, I think you foul him. You make him go over there and see if he can make free throws.
That's a good point. Yeah, I like that, Chuck. Purcell, one, two, three passes in backcourt. Here's Dotson, middle of the floor, ball dock. Gives it up left side to a teammate, handled there by A.J. Garrett. That Lions on the arc, poked away from behind by Versailles, out of bounds to the Cavaliers.
Well, Dotson has missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s, but he just looks like he's a better free throw shooter.
Ball inbound of the Lions, looking, sends it into backcourt, tracked down there by Dotson.
You got 10 seconds.
3:40 left to go here in the fourth. Stauman on Dotson. Dotson picks it up, lays him down, charges into the lane, then circles right back out. Johnson on him for Versailles. Dotson stop and go move. Now ball dock 25 feet away. Ball given up left flank to Garrett. Here's Dotson right in front of us. Stauman pursues. Dotson into the lane. And he's overtaken by Martin. Stolen by the Tigers. Good play by Martin. Down to Nosker. Drives, fake the pitch to Toner. Missed it, though. Taken away by Purcell. Foul against the Tigers in backcourt.
I don't think you foul Baldock.
Nope, he's a real good shooter. The Tigers had to capitalize on that last offensive possession.
Yeah, you know, he should have given the ball up. I know what he was trying to do. He tried to fake the pass, but the defender didn't bite on it. He had nowhere to go.
Baldock, 1-and-1 for the Cavaliers. Referee, far side of the court. Dragged over there by head coach Kura Purcell, who continues to shake his head.
He's a free 13 points. Shut up and coach your team. That's why they act the way they do. You get your cue from your coach.
Baldock at the stripe. Made the second. First shot was good, too.
Made both.
47-33, 14-point game. Ball inbounded to Stauman. Stauman races up. Left side pass, Martin, line drive, three. Bingo! He's got it. Head coach Travis Swank gets a timeout. It's an 11-point game. It is not unfathomable that the Tigers, with some hot shooting from behind the arc, can come back.
Well, that was only the third basket of the second half for Versailles from the floor. All of them threes.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights at Brookins features two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It's perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. You'll love Brookins. Enjoy that new late-night menu. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, on the web at Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Brookins. Drop in and tell Carl Arns you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. I love that roasted chicken. It's juicy.
Sorry, too far for Carl to deliver to me tonight down here between games.
He'd miss the whole evening from the restaurant.
I'm worth it.
Wara connects on the free throw for Purcell Marion. The lead back up to 12. It's been as much as
16, 17.
At least 16. second free throw, Wara, good. 49-36 in favor of Purcell Marion. Here come the Tigers in backcourt. It goes to Stauman. 249, 248 to go, fourth quarter. Evan Heaston fouled out of this game. Lone senior on the entire Tigers roster. This club will be heard from next year for sure. Off balance shot by Stauman in the lane. A lot of traffic. Missed it wide right. And the rebound comes out of Purcell. Near steal at midcourt by Martin. Martin does have it. He's got it. Gets it. Time out. Well done by Martin. Boy, Purcell Marion has coughed the ball up a few too many times for head coach Kerr. Thank you, Wells Brothers, Inc. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions in Anna and Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 498-7282. Steal for Sal at midcourt. Just over 2 to play in the game. Purcell on the swipe, up 13. Deep in the right corner, it's Garrett. Foul line to Lyons. Looks for the cutter, can't find him. On a weave, it's Baldock. Baldock dribbles left and right. Throws foul, strike to Lyons. Ball tipped away by Versailles. Purcell plops on it and gets a timeout. Minute 54 to go. We'll take a break. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment with Versailles trailing by 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Possession, Purcell Marion Cavaliers. A minute 54 to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles down to 13. Tigers trail by just 1 at the half, 23-22. And here in the final two quarters, Chuck, what'd you say, 3 buckets, 4 buckets total for the Tigers?
They've got 4 twos for the entire game.
How about baskets for Versailles in the second half?
3 threes.
3 triples for Versailles in the second half. That's the only field goal activity. Here's a drive by Garrett. Missed it. Tip back. Lyons, no. Lyons does save DeWara. Purcell controls. And we got a foul against Versailles. Minute 33 to go in the game. 49-36 in favor of Purcell. Cavaliers, should they hold on, will get the winner of game 2, Anna or Stivers, in a regional championship at 7 on Saturday night. Wara shooting for Purcell. Short, no good. Second free throw upcoming for Wara of the Cavaliers. He doesn't start. He comes in off the bench. Purcell goes 9 or 10 deep with an array of speedy, lanky athletes. Second shot in. 50-36 Cavaliers. Up the right side, it's Stauman. 35 feet away. Starts a drive on Dotson. Pulls up on the arc. Tigers trying to free Stauman up. He's available. Long one. 30-footer. Hit the backboard rim. And it bounded way out near the top of the circle, corralled on the play by Wara of Purcell. Foul against the Tigers. 73 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, thanks to our anchor sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. So many thanks to Bryant Billing for all he does. Of course, Ken Barhorst, over 40 years of terrific service before his retirement. None better than Ken Barhorst. He is the truest of all true professionals in the sports journalism business. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. couldn't have gotten off the ground without the boost from LaCal. U.S. Bank, 29 locations, Western Ohio District, Barker Insurance, I mentioned, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and as I noted, the Sydney Daily News. For Sales gets a two-shot foul situation from Stammen, who drove the lane, missed it, no good. Purcell made a free throw, missed a free throw to our left.
No, they missed them both.
Oh, missed them both.
Yeah.
50-36, Istaman shoots and rims it. 101 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again, we've got the Anna Rockets, Dayton Stivers Tigers. We'll go offline probably for at least a half an hour between games. Then return online about 10 to 15 minutes before the tip of game two. Shot by Stammen, good. Missed the first, connected on the second. 13-point game. There's Purcell in backcourt. Lions timeline. Knocked away from behind by Martin. Lions picked it up. Got away with a big palming violation. Drove the paint and scored. Can't believe that wasn't a whistle. And it looked like he was able to maintain control, keep his advantage. As a result of that very high dribble, here's a drive at Johnson around one player, another for Versailles. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound volleyballed out of bounds off Purcell. Don't get me wrong, this Purcell Marion team, highly athletic. The things they do sometimes to the ordinary fan like us look like a violation, maybe more often than not. Of course, the referees out there have seen everything, and Purcell doesn't get whistled as often as the underdog fan might think they should get whistled for.
Hey, they won the basketball game. I have no problem with the kids. It's a good basketball team.
Very good. Wholesale changes for the Versailles Tigers, who had underclassmen on the floor here a moment ago because Heaston had fouled out earlier. He's the only senior. For Sales Tigers, 15-10 will conclude 15-11. Fine tournament run all the way to the regional semis. Better than the Tigers did last year when they got only to the district with what some fans might say, more talent. Not a better team, though, than this year's club. Purcell just missed a drive to the basket in traffic. No good. Rebound Purcell, I should say, with 10, 9, clock winding down. Ball at midcourt in the hands of Garrett. Hand off the Lions, and that'll do it. Purcell Marion survives a very shaky first half, during which Purcell was mighty good. Tigers took it to the Cavaliers. We're down by just one. It was Purcell 23, Versailles 22 at intermission, and then Purcell turns it on over the final two quarters, holding the Tigers to a mere 15 points in the third and fourth quarters. 52-37, Purcell Marion advances on to a regional championship game on Saturday night at 7 against the Anna Dayton Stivers winner in game two. We will go offline for a while, then return online about 20 minutes before the opening tip of our second game tonight, which should start around 8. The pregame here on scoresbroadcast.com at about 7:45 or so. Chuck, one more final break, then we'll return and make our Clancy's Award, then sign off before going offline for 30 minutes or so. Game two coming up later. Tip off at 8. Anna Dayton Stivers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And thank you, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture, from which you just heard, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between south of Bodkin's Foods, not in-between, it's out of this world. Thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What is your favorite thing? And as I mentioned, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's underwrites are postgame. Chuck, who wins the award? Purcell beats Versailles. Final tally, 52-37, as the Cavaliers defense simply put the clamps on the Tigers over the final two quarters. Versailles was very good in the first half, trailing the highly favored Cavaliers, but just won at the break, but could not sustain it for four quarters here tonight.
Well, I would imagine everybody at home knows that it's going to be Michael Stauman. 21 points. He's just a junior kid that's going to be back next year. He was just beat up and brilliant tonight playing basketball for the Tigers. He is the Clancy's player of the game.
And I'm telling you what, Chuck, this young man has got amazing stamina. I had to throw that
Michael
in.
Michael Stauman.
Michael Stauman, our Clancy's Award winner tonight. Exceptionally fine game by him. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Oh, Clancy's. Oh, they feed our star athletes. Michael Stauman wins the award tonight. Versailles Tigers, Chuck, gave it all they had for the first two quarters. Very good season for head coach Travis Swank and his Tigers. 15-11 finish. Just one 12th grader, Evan Easton, on the entire roster. Everybody returns. Tigers will make noise next year on the hardwood.
Well, yeah, they will be good. Their JV team was pretty good. Had a couple of good kids down there, freshmen, I remember. They need to put about 20 pounds on Toner. Yep. and make him a little more solid in the middle. But, they're going to be good. You got Stauman, you're going to win games.
Once again, stay tuned to scoresbroadcast.com tonight. We've got Anna Dayton Stivers. Tip off around 8. We'll go offline until about 20 or a quarter till 8 o'clock. Then we'll return online with a short pregame in advance of the Anna Dayton Stivers tilt. It should be an exciting game. The winner gets Purcell Marion in the Division III Regional Championship on Saturday night at 7 here at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying stay with us. Anna Dayton Stivers at a quarter till 8. I'm reminding you, final score, game one here tonight. Purcell Marion 52, Versailles Tigers 37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.